Today, tonight, I would like to walk with you to this very important place, Egypt, where Joseph escaped from Herod and saved his life and life of his family. I would like you to think for a moment about our escapes. Where and why do we usually escape? Like when we have troubles, problems, some worries, we are not able to deal with some situation, where do we escape? Into internet, drugs, alcohol, movies, anger. And how do we feel after such escapes? Do it bring us support, help, hope, any changes? Most we can say that no. That you know that where are you escaping is nothing good for you, but it's simply the easiest way to deal with situation. But there are also good escapes, like Joseph escaped to Egypt. And I would like to take Egypt as a symbol of reality in our life, which is something good to escape. Place when we can escape to get strength, to find renewal, to find light into darkness, where we can shelter our lives, our hope and dreams, our humanity and love. I'm sure that every of us has such places, such spiritual Egypt, where we can shelter ourselves in the time of difficulties and troubles. I found out that the biggest problem is that I don't use my Egypt when I'm supposed to go there. I see that for me it will be praying rosary or reading the scripture. That when I go into such prayer, it really brings me peace, open my mind for God's presence and help me to find God's graces amidst difficulties. But mostly I am kind of too lazy or too proud to go there to this Egypt and receive God's help. I don't follow God's invitation instead of Joseph who follow God's inspiration. So I would like you to pray tonight and think about what can be your Egypt in your life. What can be those places, realities, where you can find shelter in the difficulties, during temptations, during worries and struggles. Because God wants to have such Egypt, such place where you can rest and when you can find peace. I know it's not easy. It's not Las Vegas to go and find rest there. It's something very close to us, very easy to reach. It may be prayer, maybe going often to confession, maybe praying together with somebody or talking to some important friend, or maybe silence. We all are called and invited by God to discover our Egypt, the place of rest and hope. So I pray for you and for myself that this Egypt in our life may be revealed to us. I pray, God, help me to find this Egypt and use it. Make my heart more humble to go there whenever I need.